This is the Blues Adventure with Chavez Show, episode number 50. Thanks for joining me. Another rather themeless episode with maybe a little emphasis on blues harp. Gob Koryator, you can ignore my pronunciation, as he says that different people in his own family have multiple pronunciations. Some Robert Craig, Curtis Salgado, Little Walter, Mark Hummel, and a handful more blues tunes. I followed Bob Koryator for years and often looked to him for blues musician suggestions. Bob's been playing blues harmonica since an early age after hearing a Muddy Waters song on his radio. At 23, he started his career playing in support of a slew of blues musicians, and at 25, started recording them and producing others. Currently, he resides in Phoenix, where he still hosts a Sunday evening blues show, as well as running a music venue. You get the idea. So that's a lead into the next song, John Primer with Bob Koryator on harmonica, and May I Have a Talk with You, which is off of John's 2017 Ain't Nothing You Can Do release.
Talk with you. Oh, tell me, baby, may I have a talk with you? No, it won't be too long for our true love will be through. Oh, tell me, baby, am I right, am I wrong? Baby, am I right, am I wrong? Well, I'm determined to know, little girl, when are you coming back home? Oh, tell me, baby, may I have a talk with you? Oh, tell me, baby, may I have a talk with you? No, it won't be too long, for our true love will be through. you're coming back home. Coming home. No, it won't be too long for our true love will be gone. Well, now tell me, baby, may I have a little talk with you? Well, now tell me, baby, can I have a talk with you? No, it won't be too long. Oh, our true love will be through.
I like that. John Primer and Bob Coriator on May I Have a Talk With You. A perennial favorite of my wife and I is Robert Cray. And up next is a live version of his song, Right Next Door, which includes a little banner at the beginning, as it's live. This was recorded in 2015, and there's also a DVD version of Four Nights of 40 Years. Although it's out of print, you can occasionally be found on, like, eBay and stuff. So, up next, Right Next Door.
Richard Cousins is playing the bass guitar. And you know the reason why I introduced him. It's because he was the source of inspiration for this next number. This is called Right Next Door Because of Me. I just want to make sure everybody knows that. The name is Richard Cousins. It's on film too.
I can hear the couple fighting right next door. Their angry words sound clear through these thin walls. Around midnight, I heard him shout, unfaithful one. And I knew right then the axe was gonna fall. It's because of me. It's because of me. Heard him shout, who is he? She mumbled low. He said, baby, don't you lie to me no more. Listening through these thin walls and silent shame. As she called out my name, I was right next door. It's because of me. It's because of me. It's because of me. It's because of me. Oh, she was right next door. Such a strong persuader. She was just another notch on my guitar. She's gonna lose a man that really loves her. Ah. In the silence I can hear their breaking heart. Next door, I hear that woman
start to cry. And I should go to her. Oh, but what would I say? It's because of me. It's because of me. It's because of me. A young man. Oh, you know she was right next door. Such a strong persuader. She was just another notch on my guitar. She's gonna lose the man that really loves her. In the silence I can hear the breaking heart. Oh, you know she was right next door. Such a strong persuader. She was just another notch on my.
Right next door.
Robert Cray and Band and a live version of Right Next Door. Seems like a great performance to be sipping some nice tequila or bourbon with. Maybe. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on Vashon's community radio station, KVSH 101.9 FM, the voice of Vashon. One of the localish, bluish musicians that my wife and I love and have seen numerous times is Curtis Elgato, living in the Portland area. Although he claims that being called a blues musician is a career killer, whatever. Maybe not strictly the blues, but we like his music. My adventure with Curtis started with a night at Jazz Alley and a presentation of Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blue Out Blowout, which featured Curtis, John Mayall, Rick Estrin, and others. I went for Mayall, but came away with some new favorites, including Curtis. Up next, a perhaps not-so-blues song of his, Sweet Jesus Buddha the Doctor, off of his 2005 Wiggle Out of This album.
Thank you. Tell me what you're gonna do. What you say? What you say? Got to watch yourself. I've got my heart. Well, the people all talking all over town. Say you don't love me, you're gonna let me down. Got to watch yourself. Watch yourself. Gotta watch yourself. I've got my heart. Tell me what's the matter. What you gonna do? Well, you gonna quit me. Then you say you're through. Gotta watch yourself. Watch yourself. Gotta watch yourself. You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. 'Cause I've got my eyes on you.
for Jason, huh?
Curtis Salgado and Sweet Jesus Buddha the Doctor. That was fun. Although not a lot of harp in that tune, I decided to stay in that groove and followed with Little Walter and You'd Better Watch Yourself, a tune he first released in 1954. I finished up with a live performance by Mark Hummel and Jason Rickey performing I'm Just Your Fool. They're performing that down in Portland on about the only other commercial radio station that I listen to, Kink, oddly or not, on 101.9 FM down there, just like your favorite Vashon station, KVSH FM, the voice of Vashon, on 101.9 up here. Thanks for taking a listen. Close listeners to the Blues Adventure with Java program may recognize that the music playing underneath my program intro is Magic Slim and the Teardrops performing I Ain't Looking for Love. So, why not a whole song? Up next is one originally written by Coco Taylor in 1978, then modified by Magic Slim and released in the year 2000. Here is Please Don't Dog Me.
Home this morning, you were sleeping with someone else. Came home this morning, baby, you were sleeping with someone else. All my money, give everything. Now you give my love to some other man. Baby, please don't dog me. Well, you know you're doing wrong yourself. Someone else. don't dog me. Well, you know you're doing wrong yourself. Someone
Magic Slim and Please Don't Dog Me, and that's off of his Snake Bite album, which he released in the year 2000. Lowell Fulson followed with Cryin' Don't Help, and that's off of his 1987 release, I've Got the Blues. This is The Blues Adventure with your host Java on The Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. Just a reminder, you can stream this show and my other one, Sunday Morning with Java, anytime you want for 2 weeks after they are broadcast by going to the Voice of Vashon app or website, look for the Shows tab, scroll on down, or maybe stop at one of the other great shows on your community radio station, KVSH 101.9 FM. James Cotton started off his career playing harmonica in Howlin' Wolf's band in the early 1950s. In 55, he joined Muddy Waters, where he stayed for 10 years when he formed his own group. While this was going on and releasing over two dozen albums, he also played harmonica for a who's who of blues musicians, Greg Allman, Elvin Bishop, Grateful Dead, Santana, Janis Joplin, on and on. Next up is Cotton in the Kitchen, which is off of his 1994 album, Living the Blues. Thank you. was Cotton in the Kitchen from James Cotton. Jumping ahead a few decades to Kim Simmons and his band Savoy Brown. The band has been around since 1965, and the only constant has been Kim Simmons. Along the way, the band has cranked through 24 different lineups, 60 different musicians, and put out over 36 albums. So, who is Savoy Brown? Well, you think on that. This is Laura Lee, which is off of their 2014 album, Going to the Delta. With Savoy Brown and Laura Lee from 2014. And you are listening to the Blues Adventure with Java show on KVSH 101.9 FM. How about a little R.L. Burnside? This is Death Bell Blues, which is off of his 1989 Acoustic Stories album, which was originally released on cassette tape and then reissued in 97 on CD. Was R.L. Burnside's Death Bell Blues, written by Burnside and recorded back in 1988. I appreciate you joining me on this blues adventure that I've been on pretty much my whole life. If you are listening over the air, you can also stream this and a couple of my other shows from the Voice of Vashon website or app anytime you like. Just look for the show's enhanced host tab and scroll down to the Blues Adventure with Java show, where my shows hang out for a couple of weeks after they are broadcast. Thanks. Thank you very much for taking a listen and joining me on my blues adventure. To end today's show, a pretty mellow tune from a blues woman, if not a pure blues song. Bonnie Raitt and I Can't Make You Love Me. Have a great evening. Patronize me.
You.